This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Campaigning for president is hard work and pretty exhausting. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us Vice President Harris wonders if her opponent is too tired for the job.
She brought up a new report claiming Trump aides cited exhaustion as the reason Trump passed on a recent media interview.
If he can't handle the rigors of the campaign trail, is he fit to do the job?
Trump quickly fired back.
I'm not even tired. I'm really exhilarated. You know why? We're killing her in the polls.
Harris remains in Michigan today for an event in Detroit. She then heads to Atlanta. Trump rallies in Pennsylvania tonight. Meanwhile, the judge overseeing Trump's federal election interference case released thousands of documents that the former president didn't want out until after the election. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Former President Trump is calling the federal judge in this case, Tanya Chutkan, an evil person for releasing these nearly 2,000 pages of evidence submitted by special counsel Jack Smith. In one of the depositions, a White House aide told investigators when Trump was informed there was rioting at the Capitol January 6th, he responded by saying, "Oh, really? Let's go see." Then the aide handed him the TV remote control. The aide said he then went to grab Trump a Diet Coke.
Overseas now, where a drone strike in Israel may have been targeting the prime minister, the BBC's Gurvinda Gill with details.
Israel says Benjamin Netanyahu's private home in the coastal town of Caesarea has been targeted in a drone strike from Lebanon. A spokesman said neither the prime minister nor his wife were in the building at the time and that there were no casualties.
Hamas says Israel attacked a refugee camp overnight, killing dozens of people. Cuba has suffered a major blackout after one of its major power plants failed. The BBC's Will Grant.
First and foremost is that these two main energy plants just do not produce enough electricity anymore for domestic demand. The inefficiencies in the system, in the grid, which is in dire need of investment, are also a problem.
There's a high risk of wildfires in parts of California due to hot, dry winds. CBS's Amanda Harry is in Sonoma County.
Cal Fire is asking people not to mow their lawns this weekend or do anything that can cause a spark that may start a fire. Dried vegetation could also contribute to fires growing quickly.
And want to know how bad winter will be? NOAA has released its outlook. A big chunk of the South and East Coast will likely see warmer than average temps, while the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Plains are forecast to be colder this year. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
A showdown for the Packers and Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans tomorrow at noon. I ask Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs at 5-1. Just how good is this Texans team?
We viewing this as a playoff matchup. I mean, you know, that team over there, even though they're in the AFC, they have a really good team. I think that probably at the end of the year, they're probably going to finish, you know, top four in the AFC. So we viewing it as a playoff matchup, you know, see where we at right now and see where they're at.
Former NFL linebacker D'Amico Ryans has turned around the Texans franchise in his first year as their head coach and talked about Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, watching the tape on Jordan Love, I think, you know, he's really very, very good quarterback. Talk about putting the ball where he wants it, like his pinpoint accuracy, like really good. It's going to be a big challenge. Everybody just has to maintain their focus, eye discipline, rush discipline.
That's Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68. Currently, 42 degrees.
Goes. glad. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into glass. Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
And for sure, we listened. Local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's Rick Johnson, 808. Go grab another cup of coffee, piece of toast. Let's sit down and listen to some more great timeless hits.
Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
You've given me want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Local news, timeless hits. We are WRGN. Tell a friend, because I tell you what, they find it. They're going to say, hey, why didn't you tell me about that great radio station playing all those timeless hits? So make sure you tell a friend, too. It's 818 with Rick Johnson, Saturday morning. And I'm just going to say, last week, I celebrated 48 years in broadcasting, off and on. It wasn't straight 100%, but basically 48 years last weekend. This weekend, today, I'm celebrating my birthday. And what makes it special is I get to celebrate with you, which means this is like one of the biggest birthday parties I've ever had. So thanks for coming along. Also want to tell you, Union Grove Methodist Church, it's their 70th annual turkey dinner today. That starts about 4:30 this afternoon, runs all the way till 7:30 tonight. If you know some of the church members, you can purchase a ticket from them. Or the day of, you can purchase tickets also. 262-878-1248. That's a phone number. They can answer all your questions for you and tell you where you can get it. And you know, this meal is actually really good. Traditional dinner. It includes roast turkey, whipped potatoes, gravy, stuffing, creamed green beans, corn, coleslaw, dinner roll, and cranberries, and to top it off, a dessert pie. Gonna be good stuff. The 70th annual turkey dinner, Union Grove Methodist Church. Be a lot of fun to do that today.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers. And cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics. And that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
I'm living.
Carlos and the Beach Boys, California Girls on WRJN, and we're your home for local news and now timeless hits. It's 8:30 and it's time for the WRJN Capsule Countdown. This time comes around from 1976, November 21st. That's where our capsule countdown comes from. And the Apollo and Soyuz spacecraft take off for a Soviet link-up in space. And Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC. George Carlin, he was the host. And I imagine, you know, he had to be careful what he said. He hosted the first show. And on November 10th, 1975, the SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior during a storm on November 10th in 1975 with the loss of the entire crew of 29. And, well, we have a kind of a little bit of a tribute to that in this time around for the Capsule Countdown, which was 1976 on November 21st. This is what it sounded like on the radio.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
For the number 2 song on this date.
This was the number 2 song, 1976, on November 21st. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the prize. American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and put water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Superior scenes in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go as the mariners all know with the gales of November. Remember.
Yes, it was 1976. Anybody in this area? Hi, Rich.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Anybody in this area would remember that tragedy?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it wasn't that far away, Whitefish Point.
Right.
Yeah. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. That topped off our capsule countdown for 8:30, and you wanted to say something.
I love me some Gordon Lightfoot, that's for sure. So thank you for playing that song.
You are quite welcome. You came in to wish me a happy birthday.
I did.
You know, I told the listeners, our wonderful listeners, I said, hey, this is great. It's like the biggest birthday party I've ever had.
So, and we're celebrating with the Badgers today.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going down to Northwestern.
Yeah, and the pregame starts at about 22 minutes from now?
Sounds about right.
21 minutes, something like that. Well, I am happy that you stopped in today.
Thank you so much.
And should we see what Corey has for weather for us
please.
For later today? Let's check it out and see.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50 degrees. Sunshine with highs in the mid-70s on your Sunday. For Monday, sunshine, 73. Slight chance of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and 68. Right now, it's 44.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
If that's the way it must be, okay. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
WRJN.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you
hits WRJN, no matter what. Badfinger, Rick Johnson on a Saturday morning for just a little bit longer here. And don't forget, WRJN, we're proud to support high school athletics and bring you more high school football. Dick Graceffa brings you the playoffs. Keep listening for the games and the times and the school that's playing here on WRJN.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Game time! Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Football's coming up at 9 o'clock. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Early voting is now underway in Detroit. Both presidential candidates have been campaigning hard in the battleground state of Michigan, where CBS's Nancy Cordes reports it's a toss-up right now.
A Harris campaign memo.